When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to So Yeah with your girl, your fave, Caroline M. Diamond. This is a very exciting episode. Why is it exciting? Because today is my birthday! Yes, it is my birthday today, literally today, September 30th, and I am turning 15. No, I'm just kidding. Hell no. I'm turning 31 today. Wow. For me personally, I love my birthday, but I also kind of hate my birthday in the sense that as a Libra with a lot of Scorpio planets, placements, I like to think a lot. Much to my dismay. I like to think a lot, and September always is really heavy for me because I like to look past on this last year and think about all the things that I've achieved and all the things that I haven't achieved and kind of like reassess and, you know, what are the things that I'm taking into this next year of life and what I want to manifest for myself, what I want to let go of, and all those kind of things. And it usually gets really emotional for me. Like on the actual day of birth, I feel like this heaviness. And it's not to say that I don't experience like love from my friends, my family, anything like that. But it's like this internal emotion that like kind of becomes a little bit too much for me to really deal with fully. And if I'm being honest, because it's my podcast and 10 people are listening, it's been rough for me this past year and a half, maybe 2 years. I've been using this time to kind of literally reassess my life, what I'm doing, what's my purpose, am I fulfilling my goals, what am I doing, and my mental health like hasn't really been super strong. And like some days it'll be good, sometimes it'll be really good, and then other times I will be so overwhelmed by, you know, racing thoughts that I can't even get out of bed. And, you know, I've dealt with anxiety and depression in the past, and, you know, it's not something, again, like I have no problem sharing my vulnerabilities with anybody. Obviously the people in my life are actually in the flesh with me. They see more, they feel more for me because, you know, not everybody deserves every ounce of you, but I've always been honest. I've always been authentic, much to some people's dismay. But I've always felt like if I can be honest about my experiences, that can also help other people deal with their own experiences and know that they're not alone. I mean, I know personally, like when I'm on TikTok or whatever, and somebody posts randomly about their own experience, and there's so many people who are like, oh my God, I thought that this was only me. And that makes me feel like something that I also do in my life is like, I also do kind of like that same thing is I share my openness and my vulnerability. And some people are like, oh my God, thank God, like somebody else feels this way, or oh my God, I'm seen. And I wish that all of us as a whole, as citizens ourselves, that we could really just be honest with our situations. And so I understand that some people don't like to always verbally express, but I think that it would be really helpful for not only you who's experiencing what they're experiencing, but to the people who are listening, who it's could be anybody, you know, it could be your haters, it could be your lovers, it could be anybody, but people really search for that type of community, or at least I really do. And I find that the more that I am vulnerable and open in my experience in my life, I bring more of a community together, because that really is what it is for me, is like I want to be able to be open and honest and just like upright with how I feel about things. So all that therapy talk going, which I just started therapy. Yes, we started it again. Shout out to Medi-Cal. You are that bitch. Thank you for covering my therapy. I really want this next year of my life. I use this as kind of like a video diary and a manifestation portal. And I am a magic manifester. Like I really am. And there are some things that I've done in my life that I've seen the true version of manifestation in real time. And so I know that the life that I, you know, literally manifest for myself is going to happen because of other things that I've done in my life. What I really want to accomplish in this next year, I know I've talked about on the podcast. I'll talk about it again, my podcast. I want to book a movie musical, and I'm going to get into the depths of it because that's what manifesting is really about, is like being specific. So we're in video right now, so the world is hearing me. I'm speaking into a microphone. Hello, it's speaking back to me. I will book a movie musical that will work on location for minimum 6 months on location. That could be anywhere. So hopefully there's sunscreen there. Okay, please. 6 months with a choreo team that is so great, so loving. Choreo that is amazing, but not so taxing on the body. Again, I just turned 31. I don't need to be whipping my head off my body. Like that is just not, that's not what I want to be doing anymore. So I want to be doing choreo that will stand the test of time. And work with a great team, work with other great dancers, great crew, great just environment. And I want to work on a movie that maybe not necessarily is met with like a lot of love and appreciation when it comes out, but turns into a cult classic. That is what I'm about. And because that movie will turn into a cult classic, I also want some thick ass residuals. I want chunky residuals from this movie, okay? And as a little sprinkle of top to the universe, wink, wink, if you're listening, I would also like to meet somebody from the set, not a dancer, not an actor, I do not shit where I eat. Meet somebody on set, and we have a little like a love story, a little fling. I wanna fall in love. That I really need that in this next year of life. Okay, so that's my manifestation. I'm going to book a movie musical, and that's going to take up almost my whole 31st year of life, okay? I really want to not necessarily fall in love. That'd be amazing, but I really want to date people and actually, like, open myself up to these experiences because I know I have so much love to give. I really do think that I would be an amazing partner to somebody. But I can't do those things without having a partner to reciprocate it. And I have amazing friends. I give love to them. I have an amazing family. I give love to them. And I want to find somebody that's just for me, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, that's for me, that I can, you know, work through life with and like gain new experiences. I know everything is not, you know, peachy keen and everything isn't always so beautiful, but I really like want this for myself, and I think that I have a lot of love to give, and it's just got to be right. And I feel like I'm moving in the direction of it being right, and that's what I'm going to manifest in my 31st year. There's also a lot of different manifestations that I do have, but just to keep this podcast under 15 minutes, we're going to cut it there. My journal has seen all my manifestations. I hope your journal sees your manifestations. And if you are experiencing a birthday, hey, Libra season. Love you, Libra bitches. Yes.
So yeah.
This part of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I'm currently reading, watching, and listening to. And I thought that on my birthday and my podcast that I could talk about my favorite book, movie, and music, song, album, whatever. Okay, so my favorite movie of all time has stood the test of time. It still does. The Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan, it is my number one, has been my number one literally since the movie came out. My sister and I used to watch it almost every day after school, okay? You cannot convince me that there isn't a second Lindsay Lohan out there, because the way that girl was acting with nobody was amazing. And the way that they like overlaid it, like it doesn't even look weird. Like I swear some of the editing now in 2025 looks worse than it did in, I don't know, 1997 or whenever that movie came out. Like for real, that movie is so incredible. If you could guess if I was Hallie or Annie, which one was it? Obviously I was a Hallie. I was definitely the troublemaker. I would say my sister was more Annie. Obviously we watched it so much growing up that we thought we were them. But you know, it's such an amazing movie. Dennis Quaid's fine ass. That was the first time I was like, oh, that's a zaddy. And then when I watched it when I was older, I said, oh, that man is sexy as fuck. Okay. That movie is so good. So much so that we loved it so much that when my dad was married to his second wife, who was literally the Wicked Witch of the West, okay? When their marriage was falling apart, this Wicked Witch literally said to my dad, it's me or them. And if you remember from Parent Trap, when they're on that camping trip with Meredith Blake, and Meredith, you know, gets pulled out on the mattress into the lake, falls in the lake, kicks over the can as she comes in, and she's like, it's me or them. And literally, Dennis Quaid, Vaj, says, T-H-E-M, them. Get the picture? My dad literally had to say this to the Wicked Witch. Like, he said them, obviously, because, like, what insane woman is asking a father to pick this random bitch over his kids? And my dad is a girl dad. Down, babes. So you're fucking crazy. You're crazy. And then, you know, a couple years later, she died. So it all works out for everybody. We didn't kill her. The world did. No, that's actually true. Natural causes. I didn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Now, as for my favorite book, it might seem a little cliche, but the reason why cliches exist is because a lot of people agree. And my favorite book is The Alchemist. The Alchemist is such an amazing book. It's not that long. It's really small. And it's fictional. It could be real, like, you know, back in the day. But there's so many amazing themes to think about. I literally reread this book every single year. This book and The Four Agreements, I reread every year because it's just great practice for me to, you know, really get in tune with what is actually the purpose of living as a human being, not me personally, just Caroline Diamond, but being a human and living in this shared experience. And it's phenomenal. So if you've never read The Alchemist, please read The Alchemist. It's so freaking good. And I was going back and forth thinking, should I do my favorite song or my favorite album? I'm gonna do my favorite song. And I don't even think that this is really up for discussion. I don't. I think that the best song of all time, is none other than I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Because production, banging. Vocals, Whitney, come on. Lyrics, yes, it's not too deep, but it is deep. It has a lot of layers. It's a perfect pop song. You hear that song, you want to get up and dance. You want to smile. You want to just feel the joy of life and love. And that's what an amazing song does for me. Even though I don't think it's up for debate, okay? I think it's the best song of all time. And I really don't think that you could prove me wrong, because there are things in like my top 10 that are like my favorite songs. But the best song of all time is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Thank you so much for watching this very special birthday episode with me. So go say happy birthday, Caroline, in the comments. Yay. Venmo me. I love money. And I hope you enjoy this wherever you're consuming this content, this media. I really appreciate all my fans near, far, wherever you are. And I'll see you next week. So yeah.